In 2014, the world watched as Ukraine erupted into conflict, Crimea was annexed, and tensions between Russia and the West hit a post-Cold War high. For astrologers, the celestial stage had been set months earlier. Ancient traditions describe planetary oppositions as moments when tensions boil over, and in early 2014, a particularly potent one was playing out in the sky. The Jupiter-Pluto opposition and the clash of powers. Historical records show that Jupiter and Pluto meet in opposition roughly once every 12 to 13 years. But in 2014, this alignment was especially tight. Jupiter, the planet of expansion and authority, stood directly across from Pluto, the planet of transformation and hidden power. In folklore, such a configuration is said to pit the people against their rulers, the individual against the crowd. One Russian proverb from the 19th century captures the mood, the lords fight, and the peasants' forelocks crack. It's a vivid image of ordinary people caught in the crossfire of elite struggles. Some practitioners believe that the Jupiter-Pluto opposition of early 2014 mirrored exactly that dynamic, with protests in Kyiv and the subsequent geopolitical fallout. I remember reading astrological blogs at the time, and many were warning of a powder keg spring. They pointed to the fact that Mars was also trapped in Libra, a sign where it's considered weakened. Mars in Libra, according to tradition, doesn't act directly. It schemes and drags things out. And indeed, the conflict in Ukraine dragged on, with no quick resolution. The Grand Cross and Mars in Libra. What made early 2014 even more unusual was a Grand Cross pattern that persisted for months. A Grand Cross involves four planets at 90-degree angles, creating a square in the sky. In ancient texts, this is described as a configuration of extreme tension, where nothing moves easily. The Grand Cross of 2014 involved Mars, Uranus, Pluto, and Jupiter, and it reached its peak in April and May. During those months, many people reported feeling on edge. I personally noticed friends and family getting into arguments over politics that seemed out of character. In folklore, Mars in Libra is said to stir up conflicts over fairness and justice, but without the courage to resolve them. The result? Endless debates and fractured relationships. Historical records show that similar alignments have coincided with periods of social unrest. For example, a Grand Cross in 1776 involved Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars, around the time of the American Revolution. Correlation isn't causation, of course, but the patterns are interesting to note. Aftermath and lingering effects. Mars turned direct at the end of May 2014, but the trends it triggered didn't vanish overnight. Traditions describe a shadow period after a planet stations direct, where the energy slowly dissipates. For those born under certain signs, specifically Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, the effects were said to last for months. I spoke to a friend born in early April who said that 2014 was the year she finally ended a toxic relationship. She had been considering it for years, but something about that spring pushed her to act. Another acquaintance, a man born in late December, told me he had a major falling out with his father over politics. They didn't speak for almost a year. In folklore, these kinds of personal ruptures are seen as microcosms of larger societal shifts. The same energy that tears nations apart can also tear families apart. Some practitioners recommend patience and avoiding confrontation during such times, especially for those with sensitive placements. 2014 was a year that changed the geopolitical map. Whether or not you believe the planets had anything to do with it, the stories we tell about the sky reflect our need to find meaning in chaos.